When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm here with Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey!
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Greetings.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. This week, I've been thinking about words and trees and lots of words put together and trees taken apart into lots of pieces. And I've been thinking about books. Books are great, full of stories and learning. What could go wrong with books?
Bookworms.
Oh gosh, I haven't been called that in ages. Here come the elementary school flashbacks.
I didn't know you did acid in elementary school.
Slow down, Jeremiah. This is a safe place. I meant bugs.
Show me in the rules where I have to play during recess. This is a school, isn't it? I just want to learn.
Yes, of course. So, bookworms. There's a lot of bugs that will infest your records and consume your knowledge, but the worst are the ones that turn into... the M word.
Moss?
Yes, moss, okay? That is why bookworms are bad, horrible, disgusting. Also why I insist on all of my personal documents being laser etched into stainless steel and then enclosed in titanium storage lockers.
And these lockers are underground?
Yes. Under all of the ground. Deep within the earth, safe from peering eyes in the space between the stars.
If they even have eyes.
Welcome back, Jeremiah.
It's good to be back, Jeff. I am ready to talk about books now.
Are you sure?
No, but I'm going to try.
Excellent.
I'm just frustrated that anti-intellectualism has such an easy target in books. They're flammable. That's a big downside.
Luckily, we live in an age of reason and compassion where knowledge is valued and protected in towers made of elephant teeth.
I've got bad news for you, Jeff. Ivory burns too. It burns real good. It's how they get rid of captured ivory from poachers.
Someone did not think this tower plan all the way through.
Towers are completely the wrong direction to go. We shouldn't go up. We need to go down, underground, with stainless steel and titanium and other light, strong metals.
Like aluminium?
I think the pages would wrinkle really good if you tried to read a book made of aluminum foil.
At least it wouldn't get moldy.
Do you have to talk about musty books?
I must.
Okay, but let's proceed carefully, because that's also an M word in my book.
I think it's an M word in most books.
Right. So, mold. I was a poor kid, and my dad was a hoarder, for values of poor and hoarder that are beyond the scope of this podcast.
Granted.
And sometimes we would move, which we did a lot. Not all the boxes of stuff we had would fit in the new place, so they might end up outside, in the elements.
That doesn't sound like a good place for books.
It's not.
The Coffin, California is a dry and arid place, though, right?
It gets about a foot of rain a year, mostly during the winter. That is more rain than books like.
Much more.
And books that are soaked through don't dry out easily.
I don't like the story. How many books are we talking?
Hundreds.
You poor thing.
Okay, let's not draw this out. Wet books dry slow. Get mold. If you open the books later and try and read them...
It's hard because the mold covers the words?
You breathe in the spores.
I don't want to. I don't.
Before you know it, you have book lung.
And at that point, you're part spider.
Okay, what?
Spiders don't have meat, blood, air sac lungs like you or I, Jeff. They have little tiny blood books.
And when you have the organ of an animal, you are part that animal. Which is why people who have received pig heart valve transplants are part pig.
So, Jeremiah, you're part spider?
Well, I'm not, because I wore a gas mask when I was reading the moldy books.
Do I even want to know why you had a gas mask?
Like I said, Dad was a hoarder.
I think an important takeaway is that just because someone is part pig or part spider, they shouldn't be discriminated based on that.
Oh gosh, no, of course not.
And if they want to live up to their full potential as a chimeric individual, I have some people and programs to help.
These wouldn't be mad scientist people, would they?
Of course not. All of my laboratories have anger management programs with incredible efficacy ratings.
FKC ratings? What does your lab have to do with fried Kentucky chicken?
Nothing, Jeff, of course. Nothing, absolutely nothing.
This seems like a perfect time to bring up things humanity was not meant to know.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
I do not either. Of course I don't. Black, untold power at unspeakable cost is so unpleasant.
Are you sure? What if it was worth the trade-off?
Absolutely, hypothetically, completely, sure.
That's interesting, because I don't know that you can be completely sure about that. Not really.
What do you mean?
Well, things humanity was not meant to know is subjective.
I'm listening.
My curiosity is piqued.
Just don't let it get in the way of my curiosity.
Meant requires a meaner, an external judge of the situation.
All right.
And who or what that meaner is, another future humanity or past humanity or a creator or a baleful watcher, they are the one deciding what gets to be known.
The baleful watcher just watches. It doesn't communicate. I don't get where you're going with this.
I do.
Well, that's one of us, I guess.
If knowledge needs an observer and judger in order to pass into the realm of acceptable information, then you just need to pick the right observer. Then all knowledge can be accessed.
That is certainly a nefarious extrapolation one could reach from what I was trying to say.
Dibs on observer.
Wait, what? You can't just call dibs on observer, Jeff.
Watch me. Hey, wait! I call dibs on being the observer that determines that dibs are totally a thing humanity was meant to know and used to prevent fights and stuff.
I call dibs on observer that Jeff wasn't meant to know about the concept of dibs.
Unfortunately, I think we're too late to stop that, Chrissy. Now that he has this power, our only hope is that he is wise and just in its use.
Dibs on observer of picking the flavor of DQ blizzards for the what could go wrong road trip.
And just like that, my hopes are smashed. The potentiality of goodness dashed on the rocks of seriously, why did he do that? Oh my god.
I really don't want to have to eat one of the weird blizzard flavors.
Banana split blizzard treat or Royal New York cheesecake blizzard treat.
Okay, those are both disgusting.
We just need a way to show that the universe is deterministic, that there is no free will, and thus no dibs.
Chrissy, I don't want to live in a world without dibs.
If the universe is deterministic, then you've always been living in a universe without dibs. You just didn't know it.
Determinism is a belief. It can't be proven or disproven.
We don't need to prove it in a scientific sense. We just need to convince Jeff.
Banana split it is.
Darkest timeline.
I think my favorite part of the blizzard is the modified food starch. You just can't trust the plain food starch.
Jeff, you can't have dibs on the blizzard. You can't have dibs on anything.
I am very distrustful of that statement. I called dibs, and then I picked a flavor.
You only think you did. Think fast. Do you want a banana split blizzard or a banana split blizzard?
Banana split!
Okay, Jeff, would you rather have a banana split blizzard or a banana split blizzard?
That's easy. Banana split.
Can't you see? No matter the choice presented, you pick banana split blizzard.
That's true. I did.
Every decision you've ever made is the same decision, Jeff. There's always only the banana split blizzard. Never the turtle pecan cluster blizzard. Never the chocolate extreme.
But I don't want chocolate extreme.
Of course you don't. No one does. Just like you don't want to be the observer.
The only reason you wanted to be the observer earlier is so that we, right now, could tell you that you don't want to be the observer.
Whoa. That makes sense.
Of course it makes sense.
It couldn't possibly not make more sense.
I'm gonna need a breather. I'm having a real Matrix Revolutions moment here.
Whew, my condolences.
Well, if Jeff's not observing, what does that mean for knowledge?
I've got a friend in the lab who will keep 8 eyes on it.
You mean you've got 4 friends, right?
That would be telling.
We've reached the inevitable end of the episode, so I should probably say the end of the episode stuff I say every time, because it's the only thing I can say.
Hit it, Jeff Appella.
Podcast. Tell your friends. whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm WCGW podcast at AOL.com. Google Plays, iTunes, fond farewells.
Remember, everyone, be careful with books. For every never-ending story, there's a Care Bears movie Necronomicon waiting to turn you into a deranged magician's meat puppet.
And if you don't open a book, then you can't open it, ever. The fates or chaos or the universe or the book fairy have decided that you will never read that book. It's best to forget about the book and all the possible yous that read that book and are happier in other universes.
Thanks for listening.